And now it's time for The Last Call with Pastor Marty Nutter of Faith Lutheran Church in Tullahoma.
It was 58 years ago this summer in August of 1968, at the age of 15, that I made plans to leave my home in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, in order to study and prepare myself for pastoral ministry in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. It would be a journey that would involve 3 more years of high school, 4 years of college, 3 years of seminary training, and a year of vicarage. And I remember writing a letter to my home church there in Oak Ridge, which, by the way, is also a Faith Lutheran church, in which I quoted the words on the front of today's bulletin, the words of Jesus from Matthew chapter 10, verses 37 and 38, which says, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, 'The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.'" And I also said in that letter, "As I leave, please pray for me." Certainly the harvest has always been plentiful, and yet it seems as though the laborers are fewer now than they've ever been. And to a degree, that's true, at least here in the United States. Over the next 3 to 5 years, 30 to 40% of the rostered clergy of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod will be gone due to retirement, death, and natural attrition. And the number of new pastors entering pastoral ministry is not keeping pace with those that we are losing. And that's true across the board, not only in the Lutheran Church, but all Christian denominations. Shortly after World War II, there was a surge of Christians and of the building of Christian churches throughout the United States. Our own church building here began in the late 50s, early 60s, but those days are gone. Today, between 6 to 10,000 churches are dying in the United States every single year. Think of it. That means that more than 100 will die this week alone. And thousands more are on life support. All over the country today, small handfuls of people are gathering in huge buildings, which once boasted of large numbers in worship. At one time, America was widely considered to be a Christian nation. But that really isn't the case anymore. An article in The Atlantic noted even though most Americans still consider themselves to be Christian, the numbers are telling us a much different story. Religiously unaffiliated Americans, nicknamed nuns, those who do not declare any religion, are growing. In fact, the nuns have risen from just 6% in 1991 to just over 35% today, making them the single largest religious group in the United States. And you say, "Oh, Pastor, this is all negative. You're painting a dismal picture here." And I guess it's right at this point that we need to remember his promise. "Even the gates of hell will not prevail against my church," or the promise, "My word will not return to me void, but will accomplish that for which I sent it." Jesus sent his disciples out and he said, "Proclaim as you go, the kingdom of heaven is at hand." 12 very ordinary men that Jesus called. They hadn't gone to any college or seminary, yet Jesus called them. Many of them were fishermen. One was a tax collector and other professions, yet God used them. And God will use you. You say, "Well, I can't go. I'm too old, or I'm too young, or I can't speak, or I'm afraid." You know what? He's heard every excuse in the book, and many of his greatest spokesmen used these excuses. Moses, he couldn't speak. Jeremiah, too young. Jonah, wrong person, Lord. And yet, through it all, there was one common denominator. And the common denominator with Moses, with Jeremiah, with Jonah, and the same with you, that common denominator is the Lord God himself. Because God has promised, "I will go with you. I will be with you." and he has promised to use you right where you are. Just allow him to work in you and through you. If you cannot speak like angels, if you cannot preach like Paul, you can tell the love of Jesus. You can say he died for all. Years ago, there was a song that we used to sing with our children called I Am Jesus' Helper. I love the words to it. Though I'm not very big, I am Jesus' helper. Though I'm not very big, I can help him too. Make others happy, telling them he loves them. Make others happy, loving them too. Never have I seen so much discouragement, so much despondency as I see today. People are discouraged and are focused on defeats rather than celebrating victories. Jesus has brought us victory. In this world, you will have trouble, says Jesus. But take heart, I have overcome the world. People today desperately need to hear the message of Jesus Christ, that he loves them, that he died for them, that he rose from the dead for them, that he's gone to prepare a place in heaven for them, and that he's coming back to receive them to himself and take them home with him to heaven. There's no greater message, and there's no better time than this hour to which we've come to proclaim the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ the Lord. You and I have the awesome privilege of getting the word out about Jesus Christ and the salvation which he brings. One life will soon be past. What's done for Christ will last. The time is now. In Jesus' name, amen.
This may well be your last call to ever hear and respond to the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't delay. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6:2.